Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to my new producer today, Pacey. Pacey, thank you so much for being a part of this. I hope you are doing well.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to hear about this topic today, about that personal growth.
It is. And this is what Get Rooted Radio is all about. It is about personal growth, about letting go of what no longer serves you, and really being confident in your own skin. And I am so excited about our show today. You know, this episode is all about saying goodbye to the shoulds, right? And hello to your true calling. My guest today is Casey Singh. She is a heart-centered transformation coach, and she'll be sharing her personal journey of leaving a decade-long pursuit of becoming a doctor to find her true passion through self-discovery. But first, I'd like to tell you a little bit more about Casey. She really empowers entrepreneurs to tap into their inner wisdom and purpose to create a life and business that is authentic, fulfilling, and in alignment with their true values. And that is important for all of us. And with almost a decade of experience as a certified life coach, she guides her clients on a journey of self-discovery and transformation. Casey uses a unique blend of practical tools and techniques, intuitive guidance, and spiritual teachings to help entrepreneurs break free from old patterns and limiting beliefs and really make decisions that align with their deepest desires. Please welcome Casey Singh to the show. Casey, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Erica. The pleasure is mine. Thank you for having me.
And I'm glad you're going to be sharing your journey, because I am already tongue-tied today. But let's start at the beginning. How did you really get started on your journey of self-discovery?
Yeah, I mean, it dates back to like almost, as you shared, like a decade ago. Even before that, to be honest. So just to briefly kind of give an overview of my childhood. So I lived in India. And I was born there. I was about 5 when my parents decided they want a better life. They wanted to immigrate to Canada. And so when I was 5, essentially I was uprooted from this life that, you know, was stable, had all the luxuries that we needed, all that stuff, because my parents were very well off. And then we essentially came to Canada, where it was like cold, right? Like moving from India to Canada, super different. In the middle of winter, we essentially moved to this unknown foreign place. We didn't really have a lot of money, a lot of food, or even like for a long time, we were jumping from house to house. So my parents were doing their best with the tools they had. But during that period of time, I just remember that what got instilled into me is that if I want to not live this way, I need to make something of myself. I need to focus on my education. I need to focus on, you know, like making money essentially. And for me and my parents at the time, the big thing was, in order for you to be successful, you need to be a doctor. And so that was what was ingrained into me from like the time I was essentially 5. And so I pursued that for so many years, all the way up until like I was like in my early 20s. I had done years of training. I was a paramedic, or an EMT, as they're called in America. And I was working as a paramedic, and I realized, like, to be quite honest, like, I didn't even stop to question if this was what I actually wanted. I just did it because I thought, well, this is what I should be doing. This is what I've always known. And so that was like what my life was like. And then one day I met this man in a coffee shop. Like, just it was spontaneous. You know how you start talking to some strangers sometimes and have awesome conversations. So he dropped a nugget for me, which literally changed my life. And this was almost a decade ago. And he was like, because I was talking to him about my dreams and wanting to travel and write, which didn't really go in alignment with what I was doing. Right. But he said to me, he's like, wow, it sounds like you have so much like wisdom to share. And I think you should totally go to this like self-development program. And it was Landmark Worldwide at the time. And I went the next weekend. And that weekend was my first experience with transformative education, where I could literally see my life clearly in a moment. And that changed everything. I could like never go back to being that person that I was, asleep, doing things just because I did them one way. I had to make a change, and now I'm here today.
Well, and it's funny because we all have those shoulda, coulda, woulda moments. And there are times that we never stop to question what is before us. And I know personally, I've had a lot of clients who were like, well, but I've spent all this time. I spent all this time pursuing this. And now that I've got it, it's not what I want. I thought it was, but then they feel that they can't change. And I think that, that's one of the ups and downs of this. So I'd love to hear, and I'm sure listeners would like to hear too, what were some of the challenges you faced and how did you overcome them as you were going through this journey?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So, just to go back to that moment where I had that realization that I needed to change or I wanted to change, it's like once you see something, you can no longer be ignorant, right? You can't not see the possibility. And it's like this battle of what should I do, right? And so, I was at that weekend seminar, first day, it was a Friday, and the teacher was talking about something called blind spots. And she talked about how when you're driving, you want to change lanes, you check your blind spot. And what about in life, though? Do you do that in life? Do you, before making choices, do you check in and see, is there something else guiding this, or is this an authentic choice for me? And it was like in that moment, everything like flashed before me. And I was like, oh my God, the last 10, 15 years of my life where I've been pursuing this goal has been from a place of trying to be that perfect daughter, the perfect student, the people pleaser, all of these things that I think, quote unquote, I should do because I need to be a good person. And for those of you listening, I'm using air quotes, right? So that moment for me was liberating because it was like, wow, I can like tap into this whole new reality. But it's also really scary. Because you're right, like you said, what does that mean? Did I just throw away the last 10 years? Did I just waste my time? What about the promises or what about the commitments I've made, right? So that was challenging in and of itself to just kind of have that dual paradigm of I know I'm free, I can let go and live my truth, but then in doing that, what do I have to face? What do I have to let go of? And a big challenge was communicating with the people in my life that expected me to follow this path. They had only known me a certain way, that Casey was going to be a doctor, this is what she's pursuing, and that's it. So when I came home that night and I shared with my mom that like my revelation essentially in tears, she was like shocked. She's like, are you sure? Like, what are you going to do? And it was almost like, are you sure you can do something else? Like, this is what you've been doing. So it was just really, really hard to like let go of other people's expectations, especially parents or your loved ones, right? Who believe in you, want the best for you, but often with great love, like they don't know the path for you, only you do. So that was like a really big challenge to think I let down people in my life when I chose authentically.
Yeah, and I think you make a real good point because there are certain people in your life that have certain expectations for you, and getting over that that's their expectations, right? That's their thoughts, and that what somebody said this to me once, and I've like grabbed a hold of it is what other people think of you is none of your business, and it's so true. And it's the same thing. If we're not living authentically for ourselves, you may not ever find that happiness because then you'll be jumping from thing to thing to thing until you find that moment. And I that probably has to go along with my next question for you is that why is it important to find one's true purpose and the overall process of self-discovery?
Well, I think that's a question that is, you know, like, it's different for different people. And I think that if you even have the slightest desire in your heart, like even if there's a murmur of, what's my purpose? Then you need to go after that purpose. Otherwise, it's not going to rest. Like, just going back to my story, when I was telling people, right, like if someone asked me, what are you doing? Or what are you going to do when you grow up? Or like, essentially, what are you doing after university? And I'd be like, I'm a doctor. I'm going to be a doctor. Like, I was very egoic and very like, almost like, this is me, world, like, look at me showing off. And it was like, in the pit of my stomach, I could feel this inner voice being like, are you sure? Are you sure? And that was the universe's nudge of, you need to follow this path. And I didn't follow it for a decade. It was still there. But eventually, it essentially was this massive explosion that I could no longer ignore because it was right in my face. So I think that's why it's super important. Like, if it's not important to you, then you're probably not someone listening to this show. Like, just real talks, right? Like, the people listening are like, essentially obsessed with figuring out what their truth is, what their purpose is, what, why are they here? What matters, right? Why is life worth living? So it's like, you can't not. You get to a point where you just have to, even though it's scary and unknown, right?
It's don't fear the unknown, right? If it doesn't give you butterflies, why are you doing it? Or if it gives you butterflies, that means you should do it even more.
Yeah.
So before we go to break, do you have any tips or advice for listeners on how they can start their own journey of self-discovery?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that really helped me, and it, you can start small, is like, if you just take some time in the morning before you start your day to journal. And it doesn't need to be like 30, 50 minutes. Some people can go on because they're in flow state. But even if you take 1 minute, and I know that like some people may be thinking, well, that's not going to do anything. But actually, that's going to do a whole lot. Because the fact that you're consciously like, I'm going to sit here for a minute and I'm just going to write something I'm grateful for. I'm going to just even write a sentence about how I'm feeling today. You may feel more inspired and want to do more. But that's like the barrier of least, you know, resistance is, can you just sit down, pen to paper and not computer, like pen to paper, the physical touch is super important, and just give yourself the space to say whatever comes out. And that's huge, huge tool of self-awareness.
I love that. And journaling is so important because you can go back later and see, what was I feeling, you know, and then you can start actually analyzing some of that, but that's a whole other discussion. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about transforming limiting beliefs with love. Before we go, Casey, tell listeners how they can reach you.
Yeah, absolutely. So they can actually get a copy of my free book, Move From Your Head to Your Heart, at tuneintoyourheart.com. That'll be the best way for them to reach me.
Wonderful. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on transformationtalkradio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at preventionagenda.org. That's preventionagenda.org.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power? To come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out more.
Have you lost sight of who you truly are? Thought leader Linda Lamp is here to help. She illuminates the divine within and walks you through the walls of illusion that hide the truth about your true nature. With her help, you can realize your true self, become a force for good, and create heaven on earth. The Internal Divinity Show, uplifting and illuminating the divine in your life. Second Tuesday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Casey Singh. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Absolutely. Such a great conversation.
It definitely is. And it's, folks, if you didn't get to hear the first segment, please listen on the download on the podcast, because you've missed some really great information. But during the first segment, we heard all about Casey's journey and the importance of self-discovery and finding one's true purpose. Now let's kind of focus on how to identify and release limiting beliefs that hold us back from really living authentically and reaching our potential. So let's just start with the basics, Casey. What is a limiting belief for those who may not know?
Yeah, it's like a thought, a pattern, something that essentially, or way of thinking, a way of being that essentially is like preventing you from doing the actual thing that you want to do. So example, it's like a lot of people are afraid of public speaking. They are scared to go live. They're scared to speak in front of audiences. But really, it's not that humans are born with this fear that, hey, I can't speak in public. It's somewhere, somehow, in childhood, there was something that happened that all of a sudden put this belief into our psyche, into our perspective of, I can't do that, or I'm not good enough. And essentially, it's a fear of like visibility. So limiting beliefs are not very like at the surface. They don't essentially like guide the path, saying, it doesn't show up and say, hey, here I am. But it more shows up in when you're like stopped, or essentially you're not able to move forward on something that you actually want to do.
Yes. And it sounds like a little bit of confidence, self-esteem, and self-love really plays a critical role. So how important is self-love in transforming limiting beliefs?
Well, it's like extremely important. Like self-love in and of itself, to just define that for a moment, is the ability to actually like be compassionate with yourself, to love yourself no matter what, not just in the good times, but in the good, the bad, and the ugly. So when you're stricken by fear, or when you're challenged, or when you're not your best self, and we're not like essentially living true to you, and you're dealing with a lot of the chaos that essentially comes with trying to shift your life, self-love in those moments is huge. Because there's times like, and again, I'm human, right? So I speak from this human experience of like, there's times where I'll be like to myself, like, why can't you get this? Or why can't you do X, Y, and Z? And that's like super intense. Like that doesn't actually help the situation, right? But in the moments where I have doubt or I have fear, just recognizing, okay, Casey, it's okay. Can I give myself the space and the love to know that like, this is not going to last forever, but I can allow myself to just love myself, hold myself. What do I need right now to move through this without trying to essentially like force or rip this belief out, you know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, I did a whole podcast on self-love, and we are in the month of what I like to call not just love, but month of self-love. It's not a one and done thing. So just because you quote unquote love yourself once doesn't mean you're automatically going to have that same feeling every day. It takes practice, just like anything, because those limiting beliefs, you might think you have something under control in one moment, and then it rears its ugly little head. It's kind of like trying to give up or start a new habit. self-love is a habit. It is something that you need to practice on a daily basis and continuing. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Casey. Can you share an actual example of a limiting belief that you've overcome and how you did it?
Yeah, that's a good one. Huh? I mean, there's a lot. So for example, in writing my book, right? And the book that I talked about where the people can get it at tuneintoyourheart.com. So for years, okay, years, I was like, I want to be an author. I want to write a book. I want to do this. And I talked a big game about doing all this and just getting it out there. But for years, I did nothing about it. I just essentially have, like, if I showed you, I have journals and journals and journals of so much work written, so much insights and all this stuff. But like to someone looking in, they would be like, oh my gosh, you have more than enough content. You have more than enough awareness to go and put yourself out there and take action and compile a book. But for me, I was so scared because the belief that was there is I'm not good enough. Are people even going to care about what I have to say? And that's been a big one, is that what I say doesn't matter. Because, I mean, I haven't dug into this in my childhood, but I can probably tune in and see that there's probably a time where I wanted to raise my hand or say something and the teacher didn't pick me. And then I said to myself, oh, what I have to say doesn't matter, or no one cares. So that kind of like drove me, that drove a lot of what I did or didn't do. And I would almost be like, I would want to step outside my comfort zone and putting my work out there or speaking my truth, but I would get really scared and not. So like that was definitely challenging. And so what I had to transform, and I just launched this like in December, this book, but what I transformed was that like, I'm good enough. I'm more than enough. And that was it. Like I'm not too much, that people want to hear from me. And even if the perspective I shifted was like, even if one person reads this and it changes their life and makes a difference for them, like that's more than enough. Because the next deeper thing is, well, is anyone going to read it? Are people going to care? How many people are going to read it? Like, it's like almost like with limiting beliefs, it's very funny because like you overcome one or you see one and you think you're like, yes, I got it. And then before you know it, there's like another like one that shows up to try to keep you in your comfort zone.
It's those revolving doors. That's what I was picturing when you were talking, is that, or somebody, you know, you knock and you're like, okay, you don't answer it, or you let it out the back door, and now right. Somebody's knocking, right? So it's like this revolving door, and it happens to all of us. I mean, I don't think there's ever been a person who has not had a limiting belief, because somewhere somebody told you or made you believe in some form or fashion that your opinion doesn't matter, what you have to say is not that important. And sometimes it's yourself, right? Thoughts become things. When you start thinking it and you think it enough, guess what? You're going to start believing it. And if you start believing it, that's with negative things and positive. So, you know, what you focus on gets magnified. So let's not magnify the bad things. Let's magnify the good things. So that is a great example of what you did. How do you help your clients? How do you work your clients not only getting over limited beliefs, but first identifying them? Because that's almost the first step. Some people don't even know that they have a limiting belief.
Absolutely. So I am a language cop. I, in disguise, essentially, someone gets on a call for a session, and my coaching style is very like intuitive. So what I mean is, like, if someone works with me for 12 weeks, I don't say, we're going to have a structure every single week. This is how we're going to do it. I don't like that. It limits my abilities, but it also limits the client, because they're able to hide behind structured walls. Versus when we show up, we create a container for 12 weeks or however long, and we essentially have an end result. So I'll give you an example. So one of my clients, most of them that I work with are entrepreneurs or have businesses or want to have businesses. So she essentially is a writing coach, and she wants to expand her reach. And her big thing was around finances, and that was her end result. And for like 6 weeks, we didn't even touch finances. We just essentially every week we showed up, and I was like, okay, so like what's unfolding for you this week? What's going on? And she would speak out the challenges that are essentially rising to the surface in her life. Because naturally, when you say yes to transformation, yes to a coach, you know this, it's like stuff just starts to shake in your life. Like you're just like, whoa, what's happening? So essentially, she would share all the stuff with me. And in that, I would listen for the limiting beliefs. I would listen for where she feels stuck or where she has a story that she's telling herself that she can't do something otherwise, right? So then in that, there's like almost like a discussion, there's questions to essentially expand further. And Erica, the biggest thing that I find is like the questions I ask are so simple, yet so powerful. And it's like she needed that simple question, or the client did, to go deeper into themselves to like see that belief, because the subconscious mind is very childlike. It's essentially like super innocent, and you can't talk to it with like big words and jargon. It doesn't want to hear that. It responds to the most simplest questions and the most simplest statements. And that's where the gold is, in that simplicity.
Yeah. And I love that because it's so true. I mean, and sometimes I always like to hear people like, oh, I'm afraid of failing. And when this particular client started talking, I'm like, actually, I have a feeling you're not afraid of failing. You're afraid of succeeding, because then what? And it all comes to listening, and words matter, right? So when they're using certain words and going through that. So I love to hear how they do that. And that's really important for people to acknowledge, because you've said it so much to yourself that sometimes you don't even hear the words you're saying, or the tone in which you're saying it, or the inflection, right? And that all makes a big difference. But let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss practical tools to move from the head to the heart. Before we go, Casey, tell listeners how they can reach you on social media, your website, how to get a copy of that free book.
Absolutely. So they can go to tuneintoyourheart.com to get a copy of that book. And then once they're on my email list, they can also get in contact with me. They'll hear more about my offerings, as well as just like read my book and get to know if they do want to work with me or connect with me further.
Wonderful. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Valara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Casey Singh. Thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you. Absolutely.
So we've been talking about self-love and how to identify and overcome limiting beliefs. We heard about your journey and talked about tips and tricks. But now let's move on to from leading with the head to the heart. So first, explain what that means and how do you help your clients kind of move from the head to the heart? Because folks might be going, huh? Like you think with your head. What do you mean?
Absolutely. They're like, what are you talking about? This, yeah, it doesn't make sense. Well, that's your head talking, just FYI.
Exactly.
So what I realized on my journey, and for those of you that were listening or for those of you that missed it, is that I essentially went spending like 10 years in the pursuit of medicine and doing that because I thought I should, to then all of a sudden moving into a space where I wanted to travel, I wanted to write, I wanted to serve people in this capacity and do more of the things that I actually felt inspired to do rather than the things I thought, quote unquote, I should do. So that's where my journey of moving from my head to my heart started. And I realized it's a theme throughout my life, but as well as so many other people. Like if you think about it, there's certain things in your life that, you know, I know that we all have to do certain things. There's things that, you know, are just really, really mandatory or important, but we also have a say in how our life goes. So like, if there's things in your life that you're essentially like confused about, or you're wanting to make a decision in those moments, like giving yourself the phrase of how can I move from my head to my heart, it may open up a lot of new things for you. So for example, it's like the head is very logical, very logically driven. It will guide you to things that make sense. And you'll be like, oh, that makes sense. Like I should do that because I would make more money in this job. Or I should do that because my spouse wants me to do that. Like it's a lot of things that you can like deduct, like deductible reasoning. It's like A plus B equals C. Whereas your heart, when you actually tune in and listen, your heart is going to have a really like soft whisper. It's never going to overpower your mind. Essentially, it won't talk as loud as your mind, but it's like a feeling. Your heart is, as you strengthen that muscle of intuition and awareness, it will have more language and words for you. But in the beginning, it's going to be a tiny little feeling of when you ask yourself, how do I feel about this? How do I feel about this person? How do I feel about this decision? So like it's, to move from your head to your heart is essentially like to make decisions from a place that are going to actually empower you rather than just make sense, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's like your gut trust. It's like that inner yes. And I think sometimes people don't want to trust their gut. And that's where a lot of times we make some mistakes. And I think that's it. I do SMART goals. I mean, and if you've been in a corporate environment, a business environment, SMART goals, people have heard of them. I do a little twist on them. And each letter has to do with essentially true to yourself, authenticity, you know, making it memorable, not just measurable. Because if you aren't doing something for yourself, something that you feel is authentically you, chances are you're not going to continue up with it. Right? You're going to somehow not be able to make that goal a reality because it's not something that you truly want to do or is it that is important to you. And I love that twist because it gets to what you're saying. It's not only thinking with your mind, right? Sometimes, of course, we have to think logical. Absolutely. Like, I want to go and travel all the time. But, you know, logically, can I afford to do that, right? So sometimes, yes. But I think if we made more decisions with our heart and really going from that place of authenticity, we would be probably a much better society, but also much nicer to ourselves.
I absolutely agree. I would love to share an example just came to mind that I think would solidify this. So, okay. So one of my clients most recently, a couple months ago, he talked to me about, he wanted to go to the military and he was like super intense about it. Like, I have to do this. I have to go. And I could tell, right? Like it was coming very much from his head, which is totally fine. Like that's his choice. He wants to do that, but he obviously hired me for a reason. So I'm like, okay, let's figure this out. Let's understand where this is coming from. As we dug deeper and deeper, we got through to limiting beliefs. We essentially like moved into his heart. I realized, and he realized too, and the words came out of his mouth and the self-expression and the bottled up expression that he had been holding on to was this. And he didn't even know that this was the reason. He basically shared with me that in a burst of essentially like emotion, he's like, wow, I feel like I needed to go to the military to become a better man. I needed to go because I didn't have a father that supported me as a kid. That little child within me needed some sort of external discipline and a circumstance to mold myself into the man I needed to be. And so like he had this moment of clarity of, do I actually want to do this, right? And yes or no, it doesn't matter, but is it coming from an authentic place? That's super important. So like we had that conversation, now 6 months go by and he, you know, is still working on the process, hasn't been accepted or any of that stuff yet. But throughout this time, he starts working out. He starts waking up at 5. He starts doing the things that he knows in his life are going to help him become a better man just for himself. So literally today he's like working out, reading, doing all these powerful things to develop himself as a man. And last week he gets an invitation to join the military for the thing he wanted to do originally. And I asked him, I was like, so what are you going to do? And he's like, well, tuning into my heart, he's like, I feel like I've made a choice. He's like, I still want to go, but it's from a different place. I no longer want to fix myself. I no longer want to, you know, do this so that I can X, Y, and Z. I want to do this because I want to do this. And that's head versus heart.
I love that. That is a great example for people to really kind of get that understanding. So there are different tools that can be used. And I highly believe in mindfulness and meditation. And I believe it probably would be a very important part of the process. Can you explain how those would work in self-discovery?
Absolutely. Yeah. So like some of the tools are like really simple. And I think that most people have heard of them, right? Like meditation, journaling, but they can often just get kind of like pushed aside as, oh yeah, like meditation and journaling. But the thing is like, I invite anyone listening to really like get the gravity of what that actually means, what those tools actually are. It essentially creates space for you during the day to step essentially out of your day-to-day norm and take a step back into awareness, even if it's just 2 minutes, to just breathe and to just like give yourself the space to see things from a new perspective, even if that means just pausing, right? So like the practical tools are like the simplest, and the simplest are often things that we want to avoid because they're so simple, right? But I think it's super important. And one of the tools I recommend to my clients is definitely like meditation. And meditation for a lot of people in the beginning can be a little scary because you're like, well, I have to sit in silence and I have to do this. And that's where the paradigm shift could come in of you actually during meditation don't have to quote unquote do anything. That's the point, right? And a lot of times you can get started with guided meditations just to help you just be, right? Just to be present. So I use an app called Insight Timer and it's free. There's hundreds of thousands of meditations. You can upgrade if you want, but like that has helped me massively. And since this year started, just to kind of just share even my own progress, is I used to be really inconsistent. Like I would do it sometimes, I wouldn't do it other times. But for the last 36, 37 days since the year started, I've been doing it every day, different ones that inspire me. And the timer or the app will actually tell you how many consistent days you've done it. So there's also like a dopamine hit of like, yes, I've been consistent. I can keep on track. So that is a really, really powerful tool. Even like 2 minutes a day can change your life because it creates space between what is as well as what you want to create.
Oh, absolutely. And you have to sit with yourself. You have to be comfortable with yourself. And sometimes people are uncomfortable with that, right? Sitting with my thoughts, sitting with myself can be a very uncomfortable place until you learn to accept, right? You have that self-love that we talked about in the last segment. And then getting to the point where, you know, you said practice the pause. You don't want to have a knee-jerk reaction when you're making decisions, when you're making different things. And so when you can practice that pause, which in mindfulness and meditation will help you with that. And those are really, I mean, they're really important aspects. And, you know, what one type of meditation or mindfulness for one person might not work. So just because you tried one thing and it didn't work, don't give up. There are other options. And, you know, like I said, Google it, right? There's so many things that just because this one didn't work doesn't mean others won't. So before we go to break, I know we talked, you gave an example, and I know we gave some practical tools and strategies, but when we're setting goals, how do we set goals that align with one's true self?
Well, I think you just want to ask yourself, like, is this something I actually want to do? To be completely real, right? Like the other day, I looked at my calendar and I did a calendar audit of like, what are the things I've said yes to that I said yes to because I was trying to please someone or I was trying to get something and coming from a really like intense or fear-based space or whatever. Because there's certain drivers in our bodies that just drive us to take actions. And sometimes we're just like, not sure why. So I just kind of keep an eye on that part of me and I'll just audit sometimes. I'm like, okay, like, let's take a break. Let's look at what we're doing. Is this actually serving us or is this busy work just to make the ego feel better? You know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So it's time management and also boundary management, folks, right? Because our time management sometimes gets sucked up because we are not establishing, communicating, and keeping the boundaries of saying no to things because we think we should, or somebody will feel bad if we say no. So trust me, we can do a whole nother episode on that as well. I will be doing a boundary management in the next month. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up today's show with talking about living in alignment. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Tune in to No More Rules, The Impact of Being You, the first and third Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. And join the movement to awaken your inner power, be the creator of your own healthy life, as they help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcome limiting behaviors and beliefs. Listen to thought-provoking conversations and visit YourImpactWellness.com to schedule your consultation today.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events, and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Casey Singh. Casey, I really appreciate you being on the show today. We've had some great discussion. Tell listeners how they can reach you and learn more about your services.
Absolutely. So they can go to tuneintoyourheart.com and they can get a free copy of my book, Moving From Your Head to Your Heart. And it'll just give them a really great overview on like how what I do, you know, can help them if it's going to. And then after that, they can figure out if they want to move forward.
Wonderful. And like I said, this has been such an informative episode. And I really hope you all agree, because we all have a moment in time where we need to go through self-discovery, and we really need to live with passion on purpose. And because sometimes we're not doing that. So during the last segment, we're going to focus on the final steps of the journey, and that's discussing how to live in alignment with your true self and purpose. So how can someone make heart-centered and conscious choices in their daily life or even business without having to quit everything and do something completely drastic?
Right. Like sell your belongings, move to Peru and backpack. Yeah. Got it. No biggie.
I mean, I'd love to do that, but is that practical?
Right. So I think it goes back to, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So like, if you can spend time with yourself in the mornings and the evenings, just even a couple minutes, creating that space for yourself of meditation, of mindfulness, which is so important. It's essentially like you're in practice. You're not on the quote unquote battleground of the day yet, of your business or of life and all that stuff happening. You're essentially practicing, you're preparing, you're sharpening your saw, giving yourself the space to create consciously. It starts there, right? And then when you get into your day-to-day, that's when your muscle of making conscious choices shows up. And in the beginning, it's going to be really, really uncomfortable, because it'll be like you have so much awareness because you've been meditating that you'll be like, oh gosh, I know that what I'm doing right now doesn't serve me in my business, or I'm taking these actions because I'm people pleasing or whatever. There's things you're going to see that are going to be really chaotic and messy, but it's in those moments choosing otherwise and saying, okay, so I see that this choice to keep this employee who is not in alignment, for example, with the company culture, because I'm too scared to have a confrontation or to speak my truth to this person, I'm keeping them, costing the business money or whatever, right? But as you meditate, you become more conscious. Maybe then you realize, okay, there's a different approach I can take. Maybe I can have a more heart-centered conversation with this person without it being confrontation. Maybe I can be kind and compassionate in my communication. And how do I do that? Well, it comes from your meditation. It comes from you knowing yourself, right? It comes from listening to things like this. Because the thing is, in this 60-minute session, like we've gone over so many things. And if someone can just walk away with one thing and practice it for the next 30 days, right? Then they're going to see like profound impacts and shifts. And I think the biggest challenge with taking this information or any information like this and putting it and applying in your life is that we as humans think we have to do it all. It's either all or nothing, rather than can I just take a tiny step in the direction that aligns with me? And then before you know it, you've like grown exponentially. And I'm sure you've heard of the book Atomic Habits, Erica.
Oh, yes.
Right. And he talks about how really micro, like 1% a day is not just 365% more in a year. It's like 35, 36 times more, which is insane. So like little actionable steps to improve your connection to yourself are actually what's going to have you make better choices in life, in business, in your relationships.
And a couple of things you said in there, I mean, everything you said in there was key, but a couple of things that I want to call out is that it's habit forming. All the things that we do that lead up to maybe not such great habits, same time it takes to break and to start new habits. So you need to practice this, right? You just like self-love, just like removing those limiting beliefs, it takes time. So just because you make a mistake and you stumble, don't throw it all away. It takes time to make it become a habit, just like meditation and mindfulness. Everything takes time. It's not necessarily a snap of the fingers and it's going to just happen. So making sure that you are having that patience and self-compassion, and which is going to lead me to my next question, is how do you encourage patience and self-compassion in the personal growth process? Because having patience with yourself and having, you know, giving yourself the space and the grace to make mistakes is hard. So how do we encourage folks to do that?
I think just the remembrance that we're all human. We all go through that. And what I tell my clients all the time is like, it's okay. Like, you're a human being having a human experience, and you literally do the best with the tools you got and you keep moving forward, right? And I think people recognizing and hearing that, it's like super simple, right? But hearing that from another human being creates space. You're just like, oh, I'm not the only one in the entire world going through this chaos. I'm not the only one who's dealing with having negative self-talk. I'm not the only one. And when you kind of know that, you're just like, okay, well, if they can do this, if they can change their life and they can move forward, then so can I. Even if there's like a tiny moment of that awareness, that's really powerful, because you're talking to the subconscious mind. You're not talking to the conscious mind to change. That's not the one that's actually going to do the work. It's the subconscious that needs to feel trust. It needs to feel heard. It needs to feel supported. Otherwise, it's not going to change. And the harder you are on that part of you or that inner child within you, the more resistance it's going to be, right? It's going to be like, no, don't tell me what to do. I don't want to do that. Versus, you did so good today. And I know that we didn't do all the things we said we were going to do, but we did most of them. And I'm just like, so proud of you. And I think just like having that conversation with yourself is important, but often we do need support. We need guidance. That's why there's coaches. That's why I have a job, right? Because I want to serve people, and we need the support. We all do.
And I think it's important for folks to know that you're going to be uncomfortable, right? So during this growth process, you got to get comfy being uncomfy, because that happens. And it doesn't mean that you should stop. Unlike some exercises, right? If it's hurting you, you're probably doing it wrong. But afterwards, you know, you might have some pain because you're using muscles that you weren't necessarily using. And it's the same thing when you're going through personal growth, when you're going through your journey of self-discovery. There is going to be some pain. But if you look down the road, you'll see that light and just keep moving forward. So one question before we have to wrap up the show is, how does mindfulness and self-awareness play a role in making choices that align with one's true self and purpose? Because we've said so many times, self-discovery, self-awareness, mindfulness, but why are they key to aligning?
Well, it's one of those things that, like, when you have practiced that muscle of tuning into yourself, tuning into what feels right, giving yourself stillness so that the actual thoughts in your mind that are like, essentially, it's like shuffling, you know, the stuff that's like not really that great. It's kind of like all moving around, and then the gold moves to the top. So with mindfulness and consciousness and meditation, like, it's like the gold essentially moves to the top and you didn't know it was there. So when you can practice that in those moments, then you have that superpower in business, in life, in relationships, and people can feel that energy. People can feel that you're a kind of human being that's different, you know, like, it's like there's people I've met that do business differently. They do business from a very authentic, heart-centered space, even sales calls, for example. And you can feel when people are genuine versus when people are in their head trying to sell you something rather than caring about you, right? So it's like these practices are not just going to give you more peace of mind, but they will make you more money, to be completely real. And yeah, who doesn't want to make more money, right?
Casey, I know we could keep talking forever, but we have to wrap up today's show. So thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate you. Go check out Casey, get her free book, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode, you can watch and listen again. Go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast or the YouTube video. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm looking forward to the next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.